It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Troy Spindler.
Hello all, Troy here. As the new year approaches, our farm team finally assembles under one roof. After completing the annual ritual of spending a pleasant few days playing games and eating good food with my family, I finished my over 900-mile journey from Raleigh, North Carolina, via Pittsburgh, to here. I arrived late last night and unpacked almost nothing, but I am ready to don my new muck boots. Thanks, Mom. And fill my new role on the farm. Do whatever Victoria and Mark tells me needs doing. This bulletin being a prime example. As the least experienced, evidenced by my distinct lack of overalls, and the last player to step on the field, I look forward to the sort of direct guidance as I acquire my farm legs. Lately, I've been gathering up books, podcasts, and other tiny bits of farming-related information like so many acorns. Maybe some of them will germinate into practical advice. But now I am here, the farm is here, and my true immersive education begins. Though I am the last to arrive on the farm, I am not the only new member of our farm team, or more accurately, farm family. Over the Christmas holiday, Victoria and Mark had the pleasure to host some of Victoria's family who hail from North Carolina, Tennessee, and Kentucky. From what I hear, they had a very festive time decking the halls, roasting a goose over an open fire, performing various felting experiments. As they return one by one to their different corners of the South, I am happy to discover that we get to keep one of them. It turns out Victoria's younger brother, JT, or as you might hear her call him, my little baby dirt boy, will be staying with us for the near future. JT is a man of many talents, notably culinary and musical ones. He brought a guitar with him and has proclaimed it his mission to retune the dust-covered grand piano in the library. Bringing live music back into the house is definitely a noble goal. He also has a great sense of humor, a penchant for crafts, and as legend has it, he is somewhat of a bird whisperer. Welcome to the team, JT, at least for the next stretch. Besides JT and myself, there is another new member I'd like to introduce. He is the smallest of us, and not quite as handy as the rest, due to a lack of opposable thumbs, but he is nonetheless an important part of the team. He is our Netherlands dwarf rabbit named MapQuest. Now I know what you're going to ask. Isn't MapQuest a name for girl rabbits? But let me reassure you, MapQuest does not adhere to human-constructed social binaries. I can call him by any pronoun in the world, and it doesn't seem to affect her at all. Victoria and I originally got MapQuest as a tiny baby in Raleigh, and have raised him into the slightly less tiny baby that he is today. I often explain to people that MapQuest is not just a pet, but serves an important function in the family, and now on the farm. This usually makes people think, yes, for cuteness or for morale. While it is true that MapQuest is the exact size and shape of my heart, I'm really talking about his niche. In this case, I mean his poop. Like other domesticated rabbits, MapQuest eats a diet almost entirely of particularly fibrous hay. In fact, he needs this extra fibrous hay to grind his teeth down, or else they'd grow gnarly and out of control. And he needs to keep eating lots of it, or else his digestive system stops working. Microbes that live in MapQuest's cecum, a part of the gut, help him break down the extra fibrous bits into what's known as a cecotroph. Looks kind of like a thick fig jam, but doesn't smell at all similar, which MapQuest then eats again for a second round through the gut. Similar to a cow regurgitating and chewing its cud, but for rabbits, it comes out the other end. When all is said and done, MapQuest has gifted us buckets of perfect little round poops to add to our compost. The microbes and nutrients in the poop make for nice, dark, rich compost, which will later help us, or you, grow food. In Raleigh, MapQuest provided compost for our friend's home garden. Now he shares that responsibility with the sheep. but he has always been in the business of farming by ensuring the continued fertility of the soil. Somehow I've made myself seem and feel less qualified for this job than my 2-pound rabbit. Well, I haven't developed a clear idea of my farm niche yet. Maybe that's a good quality for a newly sprouted farmhand. Either way, the gang's all here. We'll all have our work cut out for us.